Shane Wynn.
Okay.
Now officially the shortest guy in your room. Got a couple short guys. What are the hardships? I mean, Gabriel and Hawkins overcame whatever they were, but what are the hardships of a guy who's 5'6" coming in here and making an impact in the NFL at that position?
Well, I don't, you know, last year I'm sure you guys thought it was some hardships with Gabriel coming in here, you know, and a few years back when Hawk went to Cincinnati, I'm sure people thought that. I don't think there is any, you know. I'm not a big guy, so I'm kind of biased to the little guys at times. And plus, we want the best guy that can help us win. That's the deal here. We want the best guy that can help us win, can be productive outside and can help us win, regardless of size.
Coach, what are your early impressions of Terrell?
You know what? I think Terrell, one thing you see about him, and everybody, I'm sure, when we signed him, thought, how willing is he to be a receiver? I mean, he's all in. You know, the guy's starving to be taught the techniques. There isn't a lot of teaching. And the good thing on my behalf is that he knows the system. He played in the system with Flip. I don't have to coach alignments. I don't have to coach assignment. Okay, I don't have to coach adjustments. All I can coach is technique on the young man, and he's really willing. He's, you know, when I talked to him right after we signed him, he was already working with some quality guys, and so now I'm just trying to teach him our techniques and how to play the game. So
Coach, reps are like precious. I mean, to a guy like him, aren't they? To get in there, I mean, which would indicate maybe that, you know, when he gets them, he's got to really make them worthwhile. Would that be
it's
accurate?
Not just him. They all do. They all do. Reps are limited. We got 13 receivers outside. So when you get reps, you have to make them count. So it's not just Terrell. It's everybody in the room.
How are the hands, Terrell's hands, while seeing this?
He's handled the ball, obviously, you know, and I think he has really, really good ball skills, has really strong hands, you know, or he's able to pluck the ball. He's not a body catcher, although, I mean, some guy, I'm never going to complain for a guy catching a ball in his body, but he's not that. You know, he's got really natural ball skills. His hand placement is correct majority of the time. So that's not the issue. Again, I don't have to coach that. I don't have to coach assignments. I don't have to coach alignments. I don't have to coach the ball skills. I have to coach the techniques and running routes and how to carry yourself outside.
So how is he doing so far in learning the techniques? I know it's very early, but is he picking it up?
He is. And so we do some extra work after practice, and we do some before practice. And, you know, one thing is this group tries to help everybody, and I really enjoy that. You know, enjoy seeing that as a coach, you know, and that's what you want to do. Sometimes you see a guy and they say, man, I appreciate what you've done. No, I don't need any appreciation. I need you to pass it down to someone else. And that's what these players are doing. The defensive backs are doing it with Terrell, grabbing him before practice. Okay, all we want is a guy that can help us win games here, and that's the main goal.
I saw him blocking downfield today a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he covers you up. You know, I mean, the guy's a 6'5" guy that's got a blessed with a great body, and all we want him to do is put his body on someone, and it's hard for defensive backs to see or work around him because he's so big.
Going back to Shane Wynn, what are your early impressions of him?
You know, really smart. I mean, he's a guy that before he even got here, I think he had been texting or doing something. I don't know if he Skyped or whatever, but he had talked to Hawk, you know, and he knew some of the things, some of the terminology. And I just think he's a really, really smart. He's probably with one of the smarter guys on the team and as a roommate, the Jennings kid. And so Jennings and he is talking about him getting in and out of the huddle in their hotel room and those things. So the guy's got a real good knowledge. Obviously, you know, they did a really good job with him here at Glenville and also at Indiana. So, guy knows football.
You know, Gabriel was a big hit here last year. They were very happy to find him. But you weren't here last year. But what are your early thoughts on him?
I mean, he's a guy that you can really feel his speed on the field. You know, I mean, I've been on the field with some guys that have great speed, but you really couldn't feel their speed. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're on the sideline, you can really feel this guy's speed when you're on the sideline. And it happens so effortless, too, you know. Nothing move, everything's, you know, in line when he's running. And he's got really good ball skills. And that's the thing, you know, you kind of have concerns with a fast guy that, you know, can he catch the ball on the run? Does he have to slow it? Guy does a really good job putting his foot in the ground and creating separation, and does a really good job of catching the football. So hopefully he'll be even a bigger hit this year.
How hard is it for Pryor, given he's trying to make this major transition during a training camp?
Well, training camps are hard for everybody, not just Terrell. You know, I mean, it's hard for Dwayne Bowe. It's hard for Hawkins. It's hard for hell, it's hard on me. You know, at 52 years, this is my 28th one. So, training camps are hard on everybody, but it's a little bit harder on him because he's trying to learn a new position. He's not really learning a new position. He's trying to learn some new techniques. This guy knows the offense, okay? He's trying to learn some new techniques, but those techniques aren't difficult. They aren't difficult. We break them down in the stages, and I think that will allow him to learn them in a hurry.
At the pace he's going right now, do you feel like he has a realistic chance of playing some good NFL football this season?
You know, I mean, it's hard to say right now. You know, I'm not gonna put that kind of pressure on him or myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can tell you this, he's very, very, I'll say it 2 times, very, very talented. There's no question about that. The guy's talented. And talent wins ball games. Okay, now we got to challenge that talent with the techniques that we have and give him a chance to be successful out wide.
What do you need to see him accomplish from a technical standpoint to feel comfortable in saying, this guy can be on the team, this guy can be part of my receiving corps?
Well, we got to see him put his face on people, you know, in the blocking game. He's got to be able to play some of the special teams, and coming from a quarterback, he's never played any special team. But I think the guy's a tough kid. There's no doubt about that. Now, if you got some toughness and you're willing, which he is, that gives you a chance. The little things, and Coach talks about this, you know, a million little things makes you bad, makes you a lot better football team. And Terrell's got it's a lot of million little things that he's got to get better on. But we have time too. Okay, we have time. He's getting a lot of reps technique-wise out here. And sometimes it's frustrating for him because he's not getting a lot of reps in 11-on-11. But the technique things are what I'm evaluating him on right now.
Pet talked about how really learning how to get off press man will be key for him. Is that one of the big things you're emphasizing?
Yes, no doubt, because, you know, one thing about him, he is a big man, and sometimes, and he's a long strider, all right, and long strides don't help you get off press coverage. Fast feet help you get off, and strong hands, which we already talked about he has, and being physical, which I think he is, versus the press. So we're just trying to get him to use his size and his quicks, you know. And that's what, you know, the first release drill that we have. I wasn't really sure if he understood how to, you know, turn his feet over, use his hands and his feet. And the first one, it was like he'd done it forever, you know. And then the next one, it was like he had never done it. So he just got to learn to be consistent at doing all the techniques.
When you see guys like Jimmy Graham and Antonio Gates coming to the league and not having played much, you know, pass catching at any level, does that give you kind of?
I'm glad I know who those guys are. I haven't followed a lot of pro football until here, but I know who those guys are.
Does that kind of give you a little bit of hope and excitement that, hey, maybe Terrell can actually do this?
Yeah, well, no, what gives me hope and excitement is just watching him in the first day. Again, he's very, very, very talented, you know, and he's willing. You know, he's willing. He really wants to be a wide receiver now. And that's, I'm sure, when everybody heard it, that was the thing. Does this kid really want to be a wide receiver? Is he buying into it? There's no doubt about that. You know, and I heard it in his voice the first time I talked to him over the phone, that he really wants to be a wide receiver. Because you don't do the things he did in a short period of time. I mean, he wasted no time. He got with some guys that really know the position and went to work.
Have you talked to him, or has anyone talked to him about the special teams thing? Because it does seem like he
definitely. I mean, he knows that. Guy's a smart guy now. He knows. He knows that. And Coach Tabor has talked to him also that, you know, he's got to be able to help you on special teams. And for you to get a 6'5" guy that can run like him and that has shown he will be physical, he's got to play special teams.
What about that?
Just a couple more questions.
He's at 225 right now, and, you know, he ends up playing sort of a hybrid, maybe receiver tight end thing. do you guys like the weight that he's at right now, or would you want to bulk him up a little?
You know what? I mean, if you told me he was 210, I would have said he's 210. If you told me he was 240, I would have said, okay. I mean, he moves well. That's all I worry about. You know, the guy moves really, really well for his size, and I think he's physical enough. If needed to go inside, he probably could. I don't know, but he's a wide receiver now, and he moves well at the weight that he has on him right now. And again, he's for a big guy, he's light on his feet, okay? But he's got to be able to show that he's light on his feet consistently. So, like I said, one rep, it looks like he's been there all of his life, and one rep, it looks like he's never been there. So we just got to get him consistent in what he's doing, and he'll be fine.
You gave him some first team reps today. Was that the normal course of your rotation, or did he – you saw something on film that said, let's see what he can do?
Well, no, I mean, we had a guy that, you know, I had to pull somebody from the sideline because one of our guys had ran a deep route, and he was the first person I saw. That's the only reason he got the first team reps. But, again, they all are first team right now. You know, we everybody's trying to learn and earn a position.
Jerry, I remember when Josh Cribbs was making the transition when he got here a while back.
Okay.
And the coaches were talking about becoming a receiver, the amount of running that they have to do, they don't comprehend that until they have to do it. Is that a hurdle that Terrell's going to have to get over?
Yeah, but he's overcome it.
Is he?
Yeah, he has overcome that. I mean, it takes a couple days, you know, and this is day four, and I think Terrell has overcome that, you know. And individual for a quarterback, probably 5 yards is the most you're going to go sprint, and that's going backwards, you know. And a receiver, I mean, we are always on the move, always on the move. I guarantee the GPSs that they put on those guys are exploding right now. So, and he understands, and it gassed him the first couple of days, but now he understands it.